Kanye West drops his new album today, and he's dropping it with style.
No more parties in LA. Please, baby, no more parties in LA.
Yeah, West's new album comes out during a fashion show at 4 this afternoon in New York. After all, it is Kanye West. And if it is Kanye, it's got to be an event.
Let's talk about the artist, his evolution, and what's expected next with WTOP music critic Marcus Moore, who also writes for Pitchfork and other places. Hey, Marcus, the song we just played, No More Parties in LA, that won't be on the album, but let's talk about it. What does it say to you?
When I hear this song, I think about old school Kanye West. You know, when he first came out in the early 2000s, he was this guy. He was walking around with this pink polo shirt on and a backpack. Just he was a scrappy upstart, and he would have these beats, this music. You didn't know who produced it. You didn't know it was him at the time, but it was just so great. And when I heard this song, and it also features Kendrick Lamar, it really took me back to 2003, 2004, when he just provided these great soundscapes. And so it's a shame it's not on the album, but it really should be.
And we're a long way from 2003 now, and ever since Kanye became Kimye, his life has changed a lot, right?
It has. It has.
Real friends, how many of us, how many of us?
So this song is titled Real Friends, and it seems to talk about life under the reality TV microscope. Fill us in here.
You know, when I hear Real Friends, I hear a lot of isolation in the music from the way the beat is constructed to what he's talking about. And I feel like, you know, he's always, if nothing else, you know, say what you will about Kanye West, he's always a very, very creative guy, and he always puts everything into the music. He's always very personal. So when I listen to this song, it just sounds like a guy who he's still trying to assess his creativity, but he's also struggling with the fact that he's on this plateau now, and he doesn't really have a lot of people around him to pretty much say the word no or to just kind of give him critical feedback. And so it almost feels like this is him trying to push forward into something that's a little bit more creative than he's done in recent years. And I think it's a really good showing.
While many of the relationships in his life may appear empty to him, this one doesn't.
My only one, just like the morning sun, you keep on rising to the sky.
Who is he loving in his song, Marcus?
He's singing to his daughter.
Nice.
And I think, you know, it's really changed his creativity over the years. You know, the fact that now he's a father, he's married, he has two kids now, and you can kind of hear it in his music. And I think that as a result of, you know, his newfound fame and his family and things like that, I just think he's kind of taken it, hopefully with the new album, he's going to take a step back and do more personal things moving forward. I feel like the past few singles he's put out, it's been an imitation of what's already out. Whereas what I'm hearing from the new album, what people are telling me is that he's pushing boundaries like he used to. So let's hope that he keeps doing that, and let's hope that his family life really helps him in that regard.
Marcus, final 15 seconds here. We have Kendrick Lamar, who seemed to take the hip-hop world by storm a few months ago with his latest album. Kanye West is coming back. Who's the king right now?
Oh, gotta go. I'm going Kendrick. My conspiracy theory is that I think Kanye was ready to actually come out with his album until he heard Kendrick's album, and then he decided to take a back seat. So I'm going with K-Dot.
All righty. Thank you so much, Marcus.
No more parties in LA. Please, baby.
That was WTOP's own Marcus Moore talking about Kanye West's new album, which drops a little later this afternoon at a fashion show in New York.
No more.